Morning, everyone. This morning, we're going to look at doing God's will. Simple thing, isn't it? Doing God's will. And if you were to ask, I think, any Christian, does he want to do God's will? He or she is probably going to say, sure. Of course, all Christians should be doing God's will. But you might get another question as to, what is God's will? What is his will that he wants me to do? And I thought I'd like to just share a couple of things about that, just that. And I'm sure I've heard sort of around, you know, talking among us with each of you. I'm sure last week would have been a wet and cold week for some of you as you... And some of us would have been just couch potatoes watching the Diamond Jubilee celebrations. And you would have seen, and if you had sort of heard the message of the Archbishop of Canterbury when he gave the address at St. Paul's Cathedral, he talked about the Queen doing God's will. There was that young woman 60 years ago recognizing what God's will was and submitting to it and serving her country. And she must have been amazed and so touched by the images of love and goodwill that just poured out of the crowd everywhere she went. And that love, you know, didn't just happen. You know, it isn't just shown in the 4 days of the celebration, but everywhere she went. And as I watched that, I thought to myself, do we remember about the year when she had her annus horribilis, the dreadful year when things fell apart and you know, and culminated with the fire at Windsor Castle? And when I thought about that, I thought, what's she thinking about that? Where when she sort of had this joyful, wonderful year with her family, did she contrast it? And when I did that, I thought about my life and what happened. And I had an annus horribilis as well. And that year was 2009, when my little world fell apart. It was a year when it started with, you know, some of you are dog owners, you would know, I lost a very lovely dog. And then things started going on again, and things happened at work, and it was a really stressful time. And it culminated with me being made redundant, losing my job. And the number of times I asked God, why me? What's gone wrong? You know, what's happening? Things were going fine, and suddenly it was just one thing after another. And I'm not one who cries, but I can't remember I can't count the number of times I cried. And I sort of asked God, you know, what's going on? What's happened? Why me? Now, as a Chinese, I tend to value attributes of control, calmness, serenity. And that was my life. It was going on fine. Things were calm. You know, I prided myself in being in control. Not giving in to fear. And I think, looking back, the lesson that I probably learned was that was the problem. I prided myself. I had pride. And I thought that doing God's will was not being a bother to him. God, what I was effectively saying was, God, I really don't need you. God, you don't have to worry about me. You know, God, you just use your resources and your time to help others. Don't worry about me. I can manage. And I thought, gee, wasn't I good? Didn't I just not cause God any bother? Wasn't I doing God's will? That's why things were going smoothly. And looking back, I think that was what God was trying to teach me. And it was a painful lesson. And to think that after so many years of being a Christian, God had to teach me what is His grace. He wanted to teach me that my grace is sufficient for your needs. He wanted to teach me what Paul learned, that when we were weak, then He is strong, and that, you know, that things come from God. And that's what God's will is about, submitting to Him. Even having to say, God, I can't cope. God, help me. And so if you sort of ask me, you know, how do we do God's will? Probably the first question from all those experiences I would say would be, perhaps let's start by asking, what is God's will for me before I start doing His will? And I think what I learned was that, you know, we have this amazing Father. He loves us so much. And like all fathers, He wants the very best for us. He wants to give us the best, you know. And He says, call to me, and I will show you great and wonderful things. And you, and was looking through the Psalms, and the number of times in the book of Psalms, when the psalmist writes, call unto the Lord. I call to the Lord, He hears me. And that's what I think God wants. He wants us to call Him. That is His will for us, that we find strength and love in Him. And perhaps that's what He has given us, the best gift, His Holy Spirit, when we were hearing about from Jill Nugent on Pentecost Sunday. He gave us His Holy Spirit, Himself, to be with us so that we can do His will. Thanks.